tackling tough topics to help you think reasonably about life's most important issues. This is Thinker Sensitive. Welcome to Thinker Sensitive. I'm your host, Ryan Ragazine, and we are in the fourth episode of our introductory season to Thinker Sensitive. In this episode, we'll talk about the nature of human belief. I want to start off, though, by talking about one of the greatest TV shows of our generation, True Detective Season 1. I just recently went back and binged the entire season. I watched the first episode and then just could not stop watching, and so I just binged it in a matter of a few days. The two main characters in the show are Rust and Marty. Rust is a materialistic reductionist. He's an atheist, and he's a nihilist. For Rust, life really has no meaning or purpose. Humans are simply a misstep of evolutionary development. Rust, no doubt, is highly influenced by his background and his existential experience of pain and suffering in life. In a lot of ways for Rust, life is suffering. Marty, on the other hand, is a very nominal American Christian. He has a kind of general theism, I think, a general belief in God. And he essentially believes the opposite of Marty, though his belief system doesn't really have any influence on the way that he lives his life. Marty, like Rust, is highly influenced by his background, by his geography, and by his culture. The series does a really great job engaging these two worldviews, an atheistic worldview and a theistic worldview. It does a really good job, I think, balancing these worldviews in a fair way and creating an ongoing dialogue between them throughout the show. Now, let me say this, though. I can't recommend this show to most Christians who are listening to this podcast. You guys have to understand, my parents listen to this podcast. So, Mom and Dad, do not watch True Detective Season 1. Please do not watch it. True Detective Season 3, though, is pretty clean all the way through, and I would highly recommend it. But here's the point that I want to make today. Everyone has a worldview, whether implicit or explicit, partially developed or fully developed. In terms of Marty in True Detective Season 1, I think you see an implicit worldview that is only partially developed. If you think about Rust in the same season, I think you see a more explicit worldview that's more fully developed. One's worldview naturally informs the way one thinks, acts, and lives one's life. For Marty, this is very partial. For Rust, I think there's some conflict and tension there. But the point being that what we believe should affect what we do. Let me give an example. If I strongly believe that the coronavirus vaccine is safe, effective, and beneficial, then I'll schedule an appointment to get the vaccine. If I don't believe that the vaccine is safe, effective, and beneficial, then I won't. Right? And so the point is that our beliefs inform our actions. Our beliefs should inform our actions. So what is a worldview? A worldview is a belief system. Soren Kierkegaard called it a life view. It's an overarching system of thought. This includes opinions on fundamental questions of life, right? The questions of philosophy, the questions of theology, questions of truth and reality, values, priorities, morals, and ethics. And so, again, thinking about True Detective and thinking about our main characters, one can have a theistic worldview or an atheistic worldview. One might have a religious worldview or a non-religious worldview, and so on and so on. Let's talk a bit about the nature of belief. What influences our worldviews? What informs our worldviews? I'm going to make a few statements here about the cause of our belief systems or the causes of our belief systems. First, everyone has presuppositions and biases that inform their interpretations and conclusions. They might be historical, they might be geographical, they might be cultural, personal, and existential, but everyone, including me, all of us, have presuppositions and biases that inform our conclusions. Another thing is everyone has subjective but authoritative standards that they use in order to evaluate what is right and wrong, true and false. For instance, religious people are not the only people who use a subjective standard, mainly their sacred texts, to make truth claims. Everyone uses subjective standards to do this. The question is, what subjective and relative standards do I use and why? Or what subjective and relative standards do you use and why? Everyone forms their beliefs out of their whole being, their mind, their personality, their experience, their heart, emotions, feelings, their will, their desire. For example, no one forms their beliefs and worldviews from their minds alone, as Rust in season one of True Detective naively thinks he does. Humans are holistic creatures, and they form beliefs holistically, out of the entirety of their nature, history, and existence. It's important to understand the difference between subjectivism and objectivism. Human beings are finite and fallible. Our knowledge is geographically, temporally, and culturally conditioned. All of us interpret reality and truth through a subjective lens that's colored in by our geography, by our temporality, by our culture, by our ethnicity, by our backgrounds. Only God, if such a being exists, knows objectively. Beliefs, in my opinion, are tentative and provisional in time. They await confirmation in eternity, if such a thing exists. And I believe it does. All right, to sum all of this up in personal reflection and honest self-evaluation, this is what I'd say. As confident as I am about what I believe, at the end of the day, my beliefs are influenced by personal presuppositions and biases. They're informed by subjective conditions and criteria, and they stem from my entire being, not just my mind. Therefore, my beliefs, as strongly as I hold them, are tentative, provisional, and they await confirmation in eternity. This episode, and all episodes of Thinker Sensitive, are available at thinkersensitive.com, iTunes, Spotify, and more. If you enjoy our content and wish to donate to help us grow our online community of thinkers, please visit thinkersensitive.com.